Hi.
Hola. All right, you gotta go.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
You have to leave.
Mi vida es muy difícil.
I know. I have a photo that I'm gonna show Peyton, but I wanted to explain to you guys first what that photo was, so that when you heard her reaction, you would know the context. I've been riffed this year, which means basically they don't have the funding to keep me on at Montgomery. And there's a couple things that can happen. Like, not everybody who gets riffed, necessarily loses their job. And I just got the email saying that, I will probably be hired back at Montgomery. And so, this is... I'm going to show Peyton the email, and we're going to get her reaction. Because, obviously, Peyton's my friend, and I appreciate her, and we're very close. So, I'll be right back and go grab her.
Back again.
Tell a friend.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy now that you've welcomed me back into the fold.
Yeah, I told you this was about the newcomers. So
mm-hmm.
Here you go.
I love them. Your riff's been rescinded?
Well, not officially.
Yay! This is amazing news! How could you wait to tell me this?
Well, I figured I'd be seeing you later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of shielded you in the throat, didn't I? I'm sorry. I'm just really excited. Yay! That's amazing news. When did you get this news?
We're going to have to put an audio warning on this one.
I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
I got it at 2:15 today.
Sorry about your throat.
No, it's okay. I didn't need that throat anyway. It's only our whole show is about talking.
I'm sorry. That's so amazing.
It's okay.
That's great news.
I'm glad that you are excited. I also find it good news.
Are you not excited?
I am excited. I was cautiously optimistic that this is how it would go anyway. So I wasn't, I think, as stressed as you were.
Well, also, this is the thing. You've never taught the newcomers alone before.
Right.
So it wasn't just losing you, which of course would be tragic. Mm-hmm. It was the idea that then I was going to have to go back to doing it by myself, which for those of you that don't know, I taught newcomers by myself last year, and the class cap is 16 and I had 34 at one point, and that's what we're at right now. And everyone was like, you wouldn't be doing it alone, we would hire someone else. And I'm like, there's a fat chance you wouldn't hire someone else last year. So it wasn't just losing you, it was the fear of doing that by myself again. Mm-hmm. Was really, really bad.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're just an added bonus.
I understand the concept.
Okay, anyway. Well, that's really, really exciting.
Well, yeah, I wanted to start
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Are you going to take the job?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're kidding.
Yeah, of course I'm kidding. No, I love it at Montgomery.
We love having you.
Well, that just works out so well.
This is the best news.
Well, I'm glad.
Oh my God, we have so many fun family Fridays to plan.
I know.
That's this idea that we have to pair up our newcomer classes on Fridays and then take it away from them when they're stupid.
Not that the newcomers are known to be.
Have you
stupid.
Told your mom?
Yeah, I told her first.
Oh my goodness, was Sorry. She so excited?
Well, I wasn't going to podcast with my mom, so.
Well, I'm not offended. What was your mom excited?
Yeah, she was excited.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This is great news.
I haven't shown the department yet, though.
Oh, I won't tell.
Okay, I was just going to send it in the group chat. It wasn't going to be that exciting.
Oh, I think you should do that. I think everyone will be really, really happy.
I'll probably do.
They're probably tired of me bitching and moaning about my worries about it. So.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to Verdad Very Sad.
No, it's Verdad Very Glad Today.
Welcome back to Verdad Very Glad Today. It's been kind of a, it's been a kind of a while.
Yeah.
I've been pretty tired.
Yeah.
We've all been a little stressed.
I'm not as stressed as I was 3 minutes ago.
But yeah, So I'm going to transition. We're officially moving back into
okay, probably
why they're listening.
All right, I can do that. But but the good news is that people who are loyal listeners will now know that there is a possibility for the podcast to be continued next school year. I know, isn't that nice? Yeah, very exciting. Okay, I can refocus, I promise.
Okay, shout out to Belgium. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ashburn. Uh-huh. And shout out to San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
Who I've been meaning to shout out. Where were we last time? What happened?
We were talking about how you had decided to step out of fourth period.
Right.
And kind of let them be self-governing. And mm-hmm. we sang the praises of Mr. President Lala mm-hmm. for really stepping into that role and, like, and really taking charge and doing a really good job of kind of mediating the class. Mm-hmm. So we were really praising him and you mm-hmm. for creating the opportunity for him to do that. Thank you. Was praising you.
Yeah,
but
I was not. That would have felt weird.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Anyway. So after that, I think we only spent one day mm-hmm. with them on their own. The day after, La La Land isn't there. And okay. So we have our vice president, which is Adeltopia, step up. Mm-hmm. Now Adeltopia is kind of a quiet kid, in terms of at least her participation in this game. She's been much more of a watcher. She has been paying attention. She knows the dynamics of stuff, but she hasn't been as, like, vocal about things.
Can you remind everyone how we got the vice president?
The vice president elected? Was just second place because mm-hmm. we did ranked choice voting.
Got it.
So whoever got the second most votes. And so, so Adeltopia now is president, and I think people maybe didn't know Adeltopia as well, because Lala is this very kind of, like, extroverted kid. He's making quips, he's really funny. And Adeltopia is just kind of quieter. And so when it was day two for this kind of singularity, so to speak, for them running on their own, and it's Adeltopia, I think people were maybe a little bit uncomfortable to approach her, maybe because they didn't know what she was like, because she's a little bit quieter. And so it's just kind of like there was a little bit that happened there, but not a lot. One of the things that happened was Cheeto attacked Adeltopia.
Not a good move.
Not a good move. As soon as she became president, he attacked her with the intention of making her surrender and taking over her presidency.
Right. Is that a thing that is allowed?
No.
Okay. No,
that's not. The president is elected as a democracy. I saw where he was going, but
yeah, I could see why he would think that that might work.
Just and I can see, like, in you know, maybe other countries sometimes, well, not other countries, but, like, historically, the way things have played out often is the person who usurps the person in power becomes in power. But to me, this is a democracy. With the amount of laws that we've already put into this thing, this is a democracy. This is kind of by the people, for the people. And a presidency is a title that you have bestowed upon you, not something that you own.
Yeah.
And can give out. But so he attacks her for 100, and it goes out. It goes through. And so his whole goal is, like, make her surrender. And she just says, like, I've got the money, I'm going to just pay you.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even going to get to this stage where I'm surrendering my presidency. I'm just going to pay you straight up. Mm-hmm. There will be no surrender agreement between us. Which was kind of fun to see.
Yeah. Love that.
Adeltopia has been pretty reliably a Max villain. Mm-hmm. And has been voting with the Max villains pretty consistently. And so Fergus saw Cheeto do this, and then used his super soldier to attack Cheeto.
Yeah, well, it's good on the Max villains for protecting their own.
Which I kind of didn't expect. I kind of thought their whole modus operandi was not to protect their own, but to specifically attack Moleskata.
Right, well, it's good that they have some sense of loyalty over their patrons or whatever. Yeah.
There were a couple, like, smaller things that happened, and we are seeing surrender agreements happening in writing now.
That's good. And they need to be in writing, I feel.
Yeah. And they've kind of... It's really cool to see, because they're running their own show now, is that like, I was expecting that to be something that I had to really enforce of, like, you got to put it in writing. I don't want to put it in writing. You got to put it in writing. But, like, this is their game now, and they're doing it in writing.
Very smart.
Which is awesome.
Good job, kids.
After, so when Fergus attacked Cheeto, Cheeto successfully defended. But then Maxville attacked Cheeto, which is a legal dynamic. You are allowed to attack the same person with different people. You're just not allowed to have multiple attacks in one day.
Yeah.
Maxwell attacks Cheeto for 612. And just, like, it succeeds. So that was the Max villain's revenge plan. But...
Well, they they came to defend the vice president.
And they did. Mm-hmm. But interestingly... we see Maxville do something, like, very kind of clever. You know, and play a way he hasn't played before. Mm. Maxville has been all about this, like, full frontal offensive, like, kind of, like, I'm going to sue, I'm going to attack, I'm going to do whatever. This time...
He wants a tower in the city with his name on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. He does vie for power, but in an actually sneaky way.
Ooh.
In the surrender agreement that he makes with Cheeto, he makes Cheeto pledge to vote with the Max villains.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
And Cheeto agrees to that?
Yeah, Cheeto agrees to it. Cheeto is like Mariposa in the sense that Cheeto claims to be apolitical and is thereby... labeled as a sentinel.
Got it.
You know, because he doesn't always vote with the Max villains, and the Max villains have this hard party line.
It's kind of like the three independents or whatever that are in Congress and always vote for the Democrats.
Right, and they're like, exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, they're just Democrats.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened with Cheeto. Is like, he wasn't always voting with the Max villains, and so they said, you're a sentinel to us. We're going to treat you like a sentinel until you sign the surrender agreement and agree to always vote with us. Which I just thought that was really cool and really clever.
It's interesting to see Maxville try a new technique.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that especially because we kind of had like a little bit of like a sit down. Not like a serious sit down, but like casually talking about how this game would go forward in the future.
Yeah.
And I was talking with Maxville and Moliscata kind of at the same time. And I was like, I'm really grateful that we've had this opportunity with you guys because Moliscata has got really thick skin and Maxville's really clever in how he's going to, like, screw you over. So, like, I can see, like, the multitude of ways that this can kind of go wrong. And we're talking about for next year, if we're not so lucky to have kids like that.
Yeah.
How are we going to, like, systematically handle that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question. And socially, emotionally, too.
Yeah.
Like, if these had been different kids, you may have needed to intervene in different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good thing to think about, sure.
But because Moliscata is kind of thick-skinned about it, that was kind of like, we got really lucky with that. We got really lucky with Moliscata's kind of emotional, equanimity?
Okay.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah. Equilibrium?
Yeah.
Two people who teach about words.
So, but anyway, in that conversation, Maxville just told me, he's like, I'll just stop, like, attacking Moliscata kind of for shiggles. You know, like, he's like, I'll just stop. I won't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think this is totally, like, holding up to what he was saying, of like, and showing that he's not going to, like, actively pursue Moliscata, but he's making a totally valid play here to try and get people
on his side. He's trying a new way. Which...
And it kind of... Gosh, I kind of wish I could get Maxville to play, like, every iteration, just because, like...
just to see how it works out.
He seems really good at, like, finding these little loopholes of, like the crack in the bucket where the water's seeping out.
Yeah.
He's really good at finding those and saying, like, oh, I can slip through here.
Very clever.
And get what I want. Cheeto has been upgrading his plane... Because he plans on launching an attack on Gucci Napkin.
Oh!
Which I think he might be the only person in the know about that. I don't think anybody else in Fourth Period is aware that he's doing that.
Oh, okay. It's on the down low.
Yeah, it's on the... Like, at least he hasn't announced it. Couple things.
Okay.
to set up this next kind of event that happens.
Okay.
Is one, Mariposa has basically decided that she doesn't want to play the game anymore.
Hmm.
I know.
That makes me sad.
It does make me sad, because she was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
But she's basically said, like, I don't want to play the game anymore. I've, like, it was kind of right after she didn't win the presidency, and
yeah.
And she's just like, it's just not for me. Like, this is kind of, I think, probably reached its, like, emotional climax for her.
Yeah, I can understand. Where it's,
like,
stopped that.
Being, like, interesting. But so she's like, she doesn't really want to play the game. But the second part of this is, and I might be slightly out of order here with what I want, or this could just be Maxville finding those little holes in the bucket, is if you remember earlier, when Maxville was initially on his crusade against Moliscata, Moliscata was trying to find ways around that. And one of the ways he did that was by buying an oil mine.
Okay. Right?
Because you get a payout every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that Maxville would attack him. So what he did was he put it on Mariposa's land.
Oh, that's right. I do remember this.
Mm-hmm. Right? So now, we're back at modern day.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariposa technically owns that oil well. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Where I said technically there's an easement going on here where Mariposa is allowing Moliscata to draw from the oil every day. But because it's on her land, if there's ever a dispute, this belongs to Mariposa.
Right, yes.
Maxville, as you might be able to guess with the setup has gone, attacks Mariposa.
Okay.
So now we have someone who's declared that they're not in the game anymore, getting attacked. And as soon as this was, like, announced,
mm-hmm.
Mariposa jumps out of her seat and mm-hmm. runs across the glass and says, like, no, you're not.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, hell you are.
Oh, my goodness.
And
she's immediately back in.
I don't know if she was, like, even... This goes back to, like, what makes the game real. You know, is it these kind of, like, moments of, like, so to speak, like, IRL drama that happen?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, it's not about her vying for her presidency or whatever, so, you know, that's not what the game's about for her anymore. But when Maxville, who's been, like, a thorn in her side the whole time, decides he wants to be a thorn in her side again, like, it gets a little personal.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's invested.
All of a sudden she's back in. All of a sudden the game's real for her again.
Go, Mariposa, go.
And she's like, she's just saying, like, you're not attacking me. And he's like, I am. And she's just like, with like all the confidence of a thousand suns, is like, no, you're not.
Oh my goodness.
She's like, you're absolutely not attacking me. This is not happening. And he's like a little bit stuck. And at this point, I wasn't totally sure what was going on. Like, I wasn't sure if Mariposa didn't understand the rules of the game.
Right, like she can just, like, declare it's not happening.
Right, exactly. And so I kind of grabbed Mariposa and I take her outside and I was like, you know, like, he is making an attack on you, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, if you're doing some sort of, like, social emotional tactic here, I didn't want to, like, undermine you in front of him.
Right.
You know, and, like, I respect, like, the kind of, like, confidence you're putting out to just kind of, like, ward him off. And she's like, what if I don't give him the money? And she's like, what if I just don't do it? And I was like, well, not to, like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, I don't think I said this, but, like, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but, like, then you have a problem with me. Like, then, like,
yeah,
like, I'll enforce the trade. And she's like, she kind of, like, nods along. And I send her back inside, and she goes, and she continues her little thing. And at this point, I basically have to wait for Maxville to call me in directly.
To pull you into it, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to let this play out. So she's just, like, going for it. And I had some, like, quotes. What if I don't give you the money, what are you going to do?
Oh, is what she said?
One of the things she said.
What did he say to that?
I don't remember exactly, but she's just, like, she's making these, like, very declarative statements.
I love this. I love her attitude about it.
And so at some point, he's, like, he still hasn't called me in at this point. But he's attacking for like $700 or something. And she has like her envelope that she's holding. And it's got, I think it's got all 10 stocks in it. And she offers him like one. She's like, you can take one.
Oh my god.
And he recognizes that this would be a surrender agreement because this is the same trick that I think Fergus pulled on Gucci Napkin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you accept it and it counts as a surrender agreement. And he's like, no. And she's like, two? You want two? And then she gives him three stocks and she goes, do you want three stocks? Are you going to cry about it?
Oh my god. Are you going to cry about it? Oh my god. What does Maxville say?
They're totally on their back feet. Like, she's just like, this total, like...
she like, is posturing like nobody's business. She's
posturing like none other. And I'm like...
I really love this.
Oh, she's so much fun to watch. But I'm like, side note, really tired at this point. This might have been on like a Friday or something.
Yeah.
I think it was on a Friday. And this is like...
It's a tiring time of year.
It's a tiring time of year, and I really don't want to get pulled into this. And I'm really hoping that nobody does. Yeah. But eventually they do, and I'm like, fuck. You know, shit. And so I'm like, alright, Mariposa. You know, he's attacking you. And I forget what she says, but she like, she turns to me, looks me dead in the eyes, she says, no, he's not.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, he is. And she says, no, he's not. And I was so tired. I looked at Fergus and I said, you heard her. Yes,
you mean Maxwell?
Yeah, or whoever it was. I was like, she said she's not going for it. Which is not like a great teacher moment, but she was such energy.
What did Maxwell say to that?
I was like, I think what I said was like, we need to table this until I can come back and settle this with when I have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, like, never got brought back up again. But she was just, like, so, like, I was like, damn, like, I can't step to that right now. I'm too tired.
I love that.
She's so much
fun. Did Maxwell have a good attitude about it?
Yeah, cause she was kind of scary. He was like, I think she convinced him that he did not want to go through with the interaction.
Wow. I love that energy. That's great.
So much fun.
That's amazing.
Anyway, that was some Friday. I'm sorry, I've got a bunch of note cards here and I didn't put the dates on when these things
Perhaps that was the Friday of the week that I was gone.
Possibly. Then, fast forward to, I guess, yesterday, and La La Land is absent again. There's been a couple times where I think they were having, like, their little meetings, and, like, just not a lot was happening. So I think mm-hmm. we've probably covered multiple days in just this segment. But anyway, La La Land is not here. On whatever day that we're talking about. Let's say Friday. La La Land's not here Friday.
Okay.
And so Azotopia is president again. And this is her second time with the opportunity to be president. Cheeto has been really kind of very... His strategy right now seems to be, like, try to talk to the president to get them to do X, Y, or Z.
Okay. He's going for, like, a diplomatic...
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting what I want.
And one of the things that he wants is he wants to be able to sell his oil. But something I've been very adamant about is you can't sell the oil to the bank.
Right, yes.
You've got to
sell it to other people.
You've got to sell it to other people. It has utility to other people.
That's... Why would the bank buy it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so what Cheeto's vying for is he wants to sell it to the government. So he wants the government to be buying oil so you can get money off of this oil. And he's arguing for like $2 per oil is what he's got. Because obviously he's got an oil well and he's trying to make money off of that.
Yes.
The problem is that the government doesn't have what you could call... money.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, the government's got like the $50 from the time that Maxville filed a suit, But the $50 is, I guess, a good amount of money to dissuade people from filing frivolous lawsuits. And so, basically, the government only has that $50 to use for whichever. And now Cheetah's vying for Adlatopia to do, like, a buyback. And I don't know how much money he's got, or how much oil he's got, but I don't think anyone wants to, like, use up the only 50 they have to make a private sale. Right. You know? And so, in one of my favorite moments of this game so far, Adlatopia decides to collect taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, it's one of my favorite moments because, A, this has been, like, a pretty soft-spoken kid. And she, like, simply saw that, like, there was no money in the budget. And was like, why haven't we been collecting taxes?
Yeah, and Lala didn't run on a tax-free ballot either.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
But Lala has been kind of afraid to become unpopular, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Lala's, I think, afraid of getting voted out or what have you. And Adlatopia just, like, was not afraid to make the unpopular decision.
Okay, so Adlatopia makes this decision.
Yeah, so she, it's not a lot, it's $2 per person.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's not terrible, but it was so gratifying to me to see this kid, like, really step into her role of leadership that she now held and be willing to make an unpopular decision.
Yeah.
Because that's so hard.
Really difficult, especially when you're a teenager.
Yeah. It's really hard. And it was unpopular. People didn't, even though it was $2, people didn't want to give it up.
Well.
And so, and I helped a little bit with, like there were some envelopes were just in the bin that I, like, went through and, like, grabbed $2 from. But there were some instances where, like, she had to collect from somebody who only had stocks.
Oh.
You know? And I was like, you gotta figure that out. Like, that's mm-hmm. on you. And then, you know, she also went around and collected, you know, $2 from each person. But it was just really cool for me. And I was talking to her about it. I'm like, how is it? And she's like, this may be a little bit draconian, but, like, she's like, I like being in power.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, I am enjoying this and stepping into that. And it's just so cool to see that from her. Just because she's been quiet, and I don't mean to, like, make her sound like she's, like, meek or anything, but, like, she just hasn't talked a lot. And so there was, it was one of my favorite moments of this game, is seeing her being like, yeah, I can be a leader. I'm gonna be a leader. That's it for my notes. I don't know if we want to split this one for talking about the future of the game.
Probably. That would make the most sense to me.
In that case, that's where we're at with period 4. Period 2, just imagine Gucci Napkin is Gucci Napkin and you've got the right idea.
Polo G singing rap star in the corner.
Just imagine that's happening. I guess with that.
Vaya con Dios.
Promenecer con Dios.